Andy, would you like to introduce the show, or would you like me to do it?
I'm not plugging anything this week, so
that's good.
I'm really got nothing to
Thank
say.
Thank God.
Ask me how my app is doing.
No.
Why? I have a great singer.
Because it was, okay. How's your app doing?
It's doing great. I'm already halfway to my goal.
Oh, really? What's your goal?
My goal is to take the kids out to Shake Shack.
Oh, yeah. You told that joke last week.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's my little joke.
So you're halfway there?
Here's hoping.
It means you've made like $14?
Everyone loves rig trivia. That's all I can. Everyone who's played it.
Mm-hmm. Good.
I'd like to thank them all.
I do think that you should be targeting your potential customers a lot better than you've been doing.
Well, I thought this audience has a sense of humor. This audience likes to be a little subversive. This audience is perfect because they're not very smart. You would give me that.
No.
But they want to look smart.
No,
everyone wants to look smart, and that's what Rig Trivia offers.
Your target audience are people who cheat. So you should be buying lists from like adultery websites. You want adulterers?
Yes. Let's go to an adultery website and see if their lists are for sale.
Oh, I'm sure they are.
Lists of adulterers?
Yeah.
Yeah. For advertisers to target? That'd be a good marketing plan.
Every website sells their list.
Adultery.com. Hey, is it all right if we give your name to some of our friends?
There is an adult. I'm trying to think of what the hell the name of it is. I can't remember.
We have a great idea for a future show. Why don't we do it this week?
No, we're sticking to
the domain names you want to get rid of.
I want a rowboat.
Oh, I see. Oh, we're going into it already?
Yeah. I've always wanted a rowboat. I actually looked at a couple of rowboats for sale last summer, and they had leaks in them and stuff like that, so I didn't buy one.
Why don't you steal one? That's how we folks at adultery.com would handle it.
I don't think so. No, they would.
Hey,
they
if you're going to cheat on your wife, you're going to steal a rowboat.
No, they would.
Let me tell you something about human nature.
You have such a low view of adulterers.
60 to 65% of all affairs happen in stolen rowboats. I've proved my point with that made-up statistic. All right, so here's how it's going to work. You want a rowboat.
I do.
You have a lake house. You have a dock.
I have a dock. I got a canoe.
You have everything but a rowboat. Your life would be perfect if you had a rowboat.
I wouldn't say that, but I'd be able to go deeper into the swamp with a rowboat.
The swamp of your own despair?
No.
The swamp that is the soul of Ken Friedman?
No, the bear swamp.
Oh, the bear swamp.
Yeah, it's a state park.
Oh, I see. But you can't get in there with a canoe?
Well, you can, but you can go further with a rowboat because it's generally, if it's a flat-bottomed rowboat.
Oh, I see. You can go into shallower waters.
Yeah.
Okay, so you want a rowboat.
I do.
Your life would be complete. But you don't want to pay for a rowboat.
Nah.
Right.
You'd be surprised how much rowboats cost.
And you'd be surprised how you've burned through all the money you've skimmed from the station.
I don't skim money. I also don't use airtime to plug my own crapola.
Yeah, you're better than me.
Unlike some DJs.
No, you're better than me. You will never mention anything that you're personally involved in, but I would talk about rig trivia all day if you let me.
You would. I heard last week.
Yeah. You're better than me. I never said you weren't better than me. I'll give you that. We stipulate you're better than me. Can I talk about rig trivia now?
No.
All right. So how do you want to? I'm sorry. Oh, I'm sorry, Irwin. How do you want to handle? How do you want to do this? How does this work?
It works. It works like this. We start with a WFMU T-shirt.
You want to emulate these guys that barter their way from a toothpick to a new car,
to a house. A guy did. A guy did it up to a house.
And how does it work? I don't understand the mechanics of it.
You just keep trading up.
So you have a toothpick, and then somebody trades you their new Bic pen.
Right.
Now you have a Bic pen.
Right.
And then somebody trades you
a weed whacker.
A weed whacker. Now you have a weed whacker, and somebody wants that weed whacker, and they'll trade you this cell phone.
A motorcycle.
And now you have a cell phone, and somebody will trade you their motorcycle.
Yeah.
And you work your way up the food chain of trades.
Right.
Until you own a house.
A guy did it. Yeah.
And this is what you believe. What one man can do, you, Ken Friedman, can do.
I'm not trying to get a house. I'm trying to get a freaking rowboat.
You've set your goals realistically.
It's very low.
Okay. So you have a T-shirt. So how? What's the first step?
We need somebody who would like to trade something for the T-shirt.
Now, what if they call and what they have to offer is of less value?
Then you won't do it. I have to feel that I'm moving up the ladder.
Describe the T-shirt you have.
It's a rare WFMU T-shirt. It's the Woof Moo T-shirt with alternate colors. It wasn't available during any marathon.
What sizes is it available in?
Small through extra large.
Would you sign it?
Okay, I'll sign it. If they want it signed, I'll sign it. Would you sign it?
Yes.
All right. And if they don't want it signed,
I'm a busy man. What I do is I have my assistant sign it, and then I just initial her signature. She signs my name, and then I just initial that.
Why bother doing that?
I have things on my plate. I'm busy. I don't have time to sit there and write my whole name.
Why bother initialing it? You could save even more money.
Well, so it's authorized, so people know that it's...
Oh, are there a lot
her
of...
Her Andy Breckman doesn't look like mine at all.
I see. Are there a lot of people giving out fake Andy Breckman signatures out there? Is it a real problem?
No, because of the system. It's not.
Oh, I see. You've prevented fraud. That's what your little AB does.
So you have a FMU T-shirt.
Yes,
you're claiming it's somewhat rare.
Yes.
It's somewhat desirable.
Yeah, it's one of the most rare shirts we've ever done.
It's a rare shirt.
We only printed up a couple of dozen.
And you will sign it, and you will trade for something of greater value.
Yes, because I need to get a rowboat.
And you will work your way up. And before 7 o'clock, your goal is clear. You want to come home with a rowboat. Oh, to see your kids' faces light up when you come rolling up the driveway tonight. Daddy has a rowboat! Yeah, it's going to be a great moment.
Should I set my sights higher?
No. Daddy has a rowboat. Hey, kids, come on. Come on. Who wants to sit in our new rowboat?
Should I make it a jet ski?
Harry, you want to sit in the front? No, it's going to be great. Honey, you grab one of the oars. We'll row together. We've got a rowboat.
You're making fun of me.
No, it doesn't matter.
Yeah, you are. So the phone number is 201-209-9368. If you would like to trade the T-shirt, the rare WFMU Woof Moo T-shirt. It's got everybody's favorite WFMU logo, the cow and the dog. It's alternate colors. I think it's on black.
Who designed that T-shirt?
A listener. I don't remember his name.
But it's one of your most popular
brilliant guy, yeah. People love it. Definitely one of the most popular designs we've ever done. All right, somebody's calling on line two. Hi, you're on the radio.
Yeah, hi. I got some things to trade for the T-shirt.
Oh, good. What do you got?
I got internet over home wiring.
I can't take possession of that. What else you got?
It's all right. I got this little scooter. It's like a gas-powered scooter.
Oh, a gas-powered scooter.
Yeah.
You're on your way, brother.
It's got like a headlight.
How old is the scooter?
How old is it?
Yeah. What condition is it in?
I don't know, but it runs.
What's the make and model?
I don't remember the make and model.
But it's like one of these scooters that you stand...
It's not like Yamaha or anything like that. I mean, it's like made in Japan.
But it's a motorized scooter that you stand on, right?
Yeah.
Oh, that sounds good. That's better than a T-shirt.
But don't you need a little more information? Because you're going to be trying to flip this, right?
Yeah. Yeah, we need a bit more information about this scooter.
Well, it's a little bit old, but I mean, it runs.
When was the last time you used it?
2 years ago.
Huh. What do you think, Andy? Andy looks skeptical.
Well, it's better than a damn T-shirt. But don't we need to have a picture of it? Do you have it in your hand, sir?
I got an old Westinghouse desk fan. Antique.
Antique desk?
Fan. You know, like a fan.
Oh, a fan. Does it?
Oh, no, fan's no good.
Wait,
no.
Does it oscillate?
Yes.
The fan oscillates, Ken. It's an antique Westinghouse oscillating fan.
Yeah, it'll oscillate itself apart. That's what happens to most.
The scooter works. The scooter scooter. Do,
can you upload a picture of the scooter?
No, we just got to move on.
Not for me.
You're saying no to this guy?
No, no. I think I'm going to take the scooter.
You're going to take the scooter?
Wait, how does it? Okay, what are the mechanics of this? Now you have a scooter. You're going to send this guy a T-shirt?
Yeah, and he's going to ship me the scooter.
He's going to ship you the scooter?
Where do you live that I can get the scooter?
What the hell is wrong with you?
I live in New Jersey.
All he's right. going to ship you the scooter?
No, where in New Jersey do you live?
I can drive it to you.
Wait. I'm so sorry. Wait, tap the brakes here.
I live in Nutley, New Jersey.
Okay.
All right. He's right around the corner.
Hold on, Ken. And then is your plan to send the scooter back via UPS to the next caller?
I'll deliver it.
Are you insane? This and you're going to work your way up to a rowboat?
Yeah.
And you're going to be shipping things back? You're going to be like Amazon.
No,
you're going to be like a warehouse. You're like a fulfillment center.
Andy, it's a gas-powered scooter. I can ride it to the next person. Don't you understand?
I'm so glad this is.
It's not a weed whacker. It's a scooter.
I've never been happier to have observer status.
It's got an engine like a weed whacker.
Yeah, it's got an engine like a weed whacker.
Right, a two-cycle engine?
Yeah.
So, Ken, you're going to spend half of next week at the post office receiving and mailing this stuff.
Hell no, I'm not doing anything through the post office.
By the time this is over, you're going to be getting a rowboat in the mail. It just occurred to me.
No,
there's a fatal flaw.
There has to be delivery involved.
Of the rowboat?
Well, I mean, you know, I'll pick it up and, you know.
Do you have a trailer?
I'll pick it up. Yeah, I do have a trailer.
You do have a trailer?
Yeah, I got a boat trailer. And throw it on the back of the trailer.
Wait, let me thank the Lord or God that this is not my idea.
I think this was your idea.
Yeah. Let me thank the Lord. I got to dodge the bullet.
Caller, what's your name?
Brian.
Brian, we can't wait for you to. How are you going to mail that scooter of yours?
Brian said he would bring it here.
You're going to bring it to Jersey City?
Not today. I mean.
Yeah, not tonight.
Okay.
So why don't you bring it on October 10th? We're doing a live show Friday night, October 10th from the station.
Oh. There's a great idea. You can have all your swapping done live before the show.
There you go.
Yeah. Okay, we'll see you October 10th, Brian.
Brian, I'm going to put you on hold so that Nick the Bard can get your email address, okay?
All right.
Hey, now, are you going to offer your swappers free admission to our little talent show?
Oh, hell yeah.
I love it. Yeah. So we're going to have a little swap-a-thon before the show
begins. Well, that's going to be before the show, yeah.
It's going to be a one-man swap meet. Everyone's just going to converge on you. You'll be like in the middle of a huddle. The hub of the wheel, and people will be swapping with you before the show.
Do you see how this works?
Yes.
I started with a T-shirt. Now I have a gas-powered scooter.
I am sorry I doubted you. And they're going to bring it on October 10th.
I'm going to end up with a yacht.
For the one-man swap meet.
Not just a rowboat. You'll see.
Hey, can I just give you a little heads up,
yeah.
Ken?
Uh-huh.
If this does work and you end up at the end of the show with something really cool, just to give you a little heads up, I will hate you.
Okay.
Okay?
All right.
Here we go.
You promise?
Yeah.
All right.
Don't I always deliver on that stuff?
Mario, you're on the air.
Yes, how you guys doing? I have a rowboat.
Oh, wait, we've leapfrogged to a rowboat.
The problem or the question would be getting it down to Jersey City.
Well, are you from Mount Hope, New York or Mount Hope, New Jersey?
Mount Hope, New York.
All right.
Yeah.
That's not far. I can
wait,
get
wait, wait,
there.
Have we? Is this the end of our show?
Of course.
Well, wait, Mario. Let me
wait,
ask
would
you.
Would you trade for a motor scooter?
I would trade for the T-shirt, to be honest with you.
I don't have the T-shirt anymore. I traded for a scooter.
All right. Well, Ken, if you want to drive the scooter up to Mount Hope and put the boat in the Hudson and drive it back down to Jersey City, that might work.
Is it a flat-bottomed rowboat?
Oh yeah.
Does it have a motor? Does it have
it's
a little?
Sleek, but it's heavy as heck.
Does it have a little motor?
It's got nothing. It doesn't even have oars. I lost the oars. I lost the life preservers.
Does it have oar locks?
Oh, yeah.
Is it aluminum?
I wouldn't say aluminum. It's probably more metal. It's really heavy.
Like cast iron?
Yeah.
It's one of those cast iron boats?
It's old. It's probably like, I want to say, 40 years old.
Is it rusty?
No, it's in good shape.
And it's got holes in it, right? No holes?
What's that famous name, the Grumman?
Oh, yeah, it's a Grumman, yeah. Okay.
Well, if there is a hole, you know what you do, Ken? You put another hole in the bottom so the water runs out. That's an old robo trick.
No, that won't work.
Yeah.
No, because
if the water's coming in a hole, you make a second hole.
No, because then you'll have two holes, and the water can rush in twice as fast.
Yeah, right. Okay. Yeah, you've done a lot of rowboat.
All right, Mario.
Well, our show's over. Hey, this has been great. We want to thank everyone. Listen, can I spend the next 40 minutes talking about my app, Rig Trivia?
No.
And how much fun it is?
So, Mario,
it's over. You did it.
We have
congratulations.
I could keep trading up.
From a rowboat?
End up with a yacht.
That you could do.
Yeah.
You could end up with a Polynesian wife, with a new wife.
I don't need one.
A new wife?
No, I don't need a new wife. You're trying to entrap me here. Why do you bring up a new wife?
You can get a kid on the black market.
I don't need a kid.
You could trade up for a kid.
I don't want another kid who's not mine.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. Well, Mario, thank you. I'll be in touch. You gave your email address to Nick the Bard, right?
Yes, I did.
All right.
Show's over. This has been so much fun.
Next time I'm up your way, I will bring you the scooter and take possession of the rowboat.
Hey, let's play some Led Zeppelin.
Okay.
I mean, we've got nothing.
Yeah, what do you want to hear?
Our show's over.
No, well, we have a backup idea.
Do you know, is there a song about a man who's squeezing, he wants to squeeze a lemon? He wants his girlfriend to squeeze his lemon?
By Led Zeppelin?
Yeah. I always wondered how that song ended. I wonder if she ever squeezed the lemon.
I don't know Led Zeppelin very well, so I don't know if...
Oh, there's a song where he's just asking his girlfriend to squeeze the lemon.
No, you're lying.
No, I'm not lying. But I'd never heard the end of it. I've always been interrupted. I've always been curious.
Okay.
Wait, what song is that?
It's called The Lemon Song.
Yeah, The Lemon Song. Oh, I can't wait. I'm going to hear the end of it. It's off their second album.
Yeah.
What a dilemma. He has a lemon. For some reason, he doesn't want to squeeze it.
Uh-huh.
But I guess his girlfriend or wife is visiting. Doesn't seem like a good idea for a song offhand.
It's a pretty long song. Is that why you chose it?
I just have never heard the end of it.
Okay. Can we jump to the end and find out how it ends? Good idea.
Sure.
Oh, it sounds like...
If this guitar solo is any indication, she's squeezing the lemon.
Yeah, I think the lemon is squeezed.
And that's how the lemon song ends.
No, this is how the lemon song ends. It's just a version of Killing Floor that they retitled The Lemon Song.
Yeah. What other songs are there about girls squeezing lemons?
I'll tell you. Hang on a second. That's probably the best known one, Andy.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's a famous lemon squeezing song.
Yeah, lemon.
Lemon squeezing.
Does lemonade count?
No.
Making lemonade?
No.
That doesn't count? So a lot of lemonade songs.
Not quite the same.
There's that U2 song.
Don't know.
Called Lemon from Zuropa.
Nobody knows them.
Zuropa. Have you been enjoying your free U2 album that you got on iTunes?
Have you been enjoying it?
No, I'm the only one who didn't get it.
You mean you didn't download it?
I did not even. It wasn't even offered to me.
What is the business model? How do they hope to make money?
I don't think they do.
You mean they have enough money?
Yeah.
They've peed enough?
Well, U2 got paid $100 million for making that available to Apple.
Really?
Yeah, they did.
Because not enough people were going on Apple?
It's just a promotional stunt.
That was $100 million?
Yep.
Oh, my God.
Yeah.
That's more money than I make in a year.
How much do you make in a year?
Not that much, man. But not $100 million.
It sounds like a lot. It sounds like... You make a lot, though.
Why would you say that?
Just because of the way you said that $100 million is more than you make in a year.
So yeah, it's less than $100 million.
Well, you must make millions.
Where did that come from? Why would you say that?
Because
I could make $35,000 and that statement would be true.
But you wouldn't. Nobody.
What are you talking about? You don't have enough information to make any statement like that. All I said was... I make less than $100 million a year.
Yeah, but you wouldn't be comparing yourself to $100 million if you only made $35,000.
I would if I was arrogant and narcissistic, wouldn't I?
How much did you make on the Who Tooted board game?
Well,
did you make millions?
Almost, no, I made almost nothing so far. It's all about royalties. I mean, I'll know next year.
No,
I thought you made money.
I thought you made back everything that
No, I made a very small advance. Very small. A token advance. A tip of the hat.
You told us that you made back everything that you sunk into your toy company on the Hootubies.
Oh, no. I would. I said I hope to.
Oh, I see.
I certainly hope to next year.
So is Rig Trivia doing that well?
I'm halfway to a visit to Shake Shack. $100 million.
Is that code? Is that some kind of code for something? Shake Shack?
I mean, taking my son and daughter to buy milkshakes.
Talk straight.
I've made almost no money at all.
I don't believe you.
Well, you only make a few cents here and there on these things. Unless it's feast or famine, apparently. So I've learned.
I have a Grumman rowboat with oar locks.
What are you looking for now?
A bigger boat.
No one's going to trade. No one wants a rowboat.
A sailboat.
Yeah.
I would like a sailboat. I have a rowboat, and I am looking to trade it for a sunfish or something like that.
Hey, kids, you ever hear a radio show hit a wall like this before? Big, big thunk of a wall.
I missed
it. Kind of interesting, isn't it? No, you were there.
Did it sound like a thunk?
It sounded like a man on the phone saying, I have a rowboat.
You know, I was actually worried that we would get a rowboat too quickly.
And that's how we hit the wall.
Because this past summer when I was looking for rowboats,
yeah,
every rowboat that I found for sale, the people were desperate to sell them. They were ready to give them away.
Because I guess you can't put them out by the trash.
Yeah.
No other way to get rid of it. Just wait for a radio show like this.
Yeah, they should have plugged the holes and I would have taken it off.
Wanted to trade,
put in a second hole. Like
wanted to
saying.
Trade for a better rowboat. Trade rowboats. Well, that wouldn't work. Nobody wants a bad rowboat.
Yeah.
Yeah, we're down the crapper.
All right.
We're down the crapper in a new rowboat.
Yeah. All right. Hey, we can talk about October 10th.
No, for the love of God.
Come on.
Is the show over?
No, we have this other idea.
Can
remember?
I plug my app?
No.
It's a party game for people.
No, stop it. I'm going to turn your mic off.
No, why?
Yeah, because you're not allowed to plug your app.
I'm not making any money. I'm broke.
It doesn't matter.
Can I plug some upcoming shows you're doing as a stand-up?
I don't have any upcoming shows. I wanted to plug our show on October 10th from Monty Hall.
Aren't we charging money at the door?
We are, but
how's that different from my app?
The proceeds are going to go to the people who win the show. There's going to be a winning performer.
A portion will go to the performers.
Yeah.
A larger portion will go to the judges.
Well, that's your idea.
Yeah.
We'll see.
It's bound to make everyone uncomfortable.
Right, that's
why. Our producer Veronica, confessed it made her very uncomfortable that she herself would be judged.
Yes. The judges will be judged.
Yes. Which is only fair.
So October 10th, 8 p.m. at Monty Hall, right here in beautiful downtown Jersey City.
It's actually the best kind of show. Everyone is going to be judged except you and me. Isn't that great?
Yeah, it is perfect.
It's perfect.
Yeah, it's a suck fest because the performers will be sucking up to the judges to try to win the money. Yeah. The judges will be sucking up to the performers to try to win the money. It's gonna be great.
Yeah, so we're calling it a suck fest.
I'm not calling it that. People have emailed me saying, may I perform at the suck fest? I have actually received emails saying exactly that. Please let me perform at the suck fest.
I'm going to cry. I'm going to cry. You're calling my show a suck.
No, I'm not. No, the October 10th, not suck bad. Suck as in suck up. Yeah. God, man, you need.
Okay. Yeah. So it's October 10th. It's coming up.
Yeah.
So you need more performers.
We need a few more performers.
We're offering them 2 minutes and 35 seconds of airtime.
Preferably of the female persuasion. So
why do you say that?
I'd rather it not be a sausage fest. So, but, you know, if you would like to perform, email me, ken@wfmu.org.
On the other hand, we don't want it to be a vagina fest.
It doesn't have much chance of being a vagina fest. I think right now we have like 7 or 8 men and 4 women.
We want it to be a rainbow coalition fest.
Yes.
Do we have any African-American performers?
I do not know. Probably not.
Any albino performers?
I do not know.
Well, I guess that's...
Oh, Ed might be an albino. Ed Seifert.
Is there any way
to tell? Is he albino?
I don't know. I'm working up like 8 minutes of great albino zingers. So let me know, man.
Okay, I'll find out ahead of time.
Congratulations on Ken's new rowboat.
Thank you.
Well played.
Thank you.
You made it to rowboat in just two moves. It's like checkmate. It's just moving a couple of pawns around. Checkmate.
I would trade the rowboat for a sailboat.
Yeah, I'm sure you would.
Like a sunfish?
Yeah.
A small sailboat.
Yeah.
Not anything big.
Congratulations.
One sail. A rudder. Do you have any spare domains that you would like to trade?
Oh, I do.
What do you got?
I do. I have a lot of domains.
I have a couple.
I have some great domains.
What do you got? Everybody has a spare domain laying around.
Suckfest.com?
No.
No, I don't. But hold on. Wait.
Because I tried to get that and it was taken.
Wait, if I go on GoDaddy, I can tell you all my domains. Do you want to do that?
We got half an hour to go. Everybody's got a
domain to trade.
Everybody's
or
got
sell?
A domain. Give us a call and tell us what internet domain you have registered that you're not using.
Right, that you want to either sell or trade.
Yeah, 201.
That you're stuck with.
201-209-9368.
Everybody that goes on GoDaddy has buyer's remorse the next week, don't they?
Yeah, and then you got to keep renewing it.
Well, why do you have to keep renewing it? Just in case?
Yeah.
Just in case you really start that business?
Yep.
Oh, that's so funny. Hold on, let me GoDaddy, hold on.
What do I have? I get mine through Joker.
Oh, here it is.
I have schnozcam.com.
Oh, my God, spell that.
I think S-C-H-N-O-Z-Z, Cam, C-A-M, schnozcam.com.
Now, wait, where did that come from? What were you hoping to do with that, schnozcam?
I was recording things. I was wearing a GoPro on my head and doing things, and I have a very large Jewish nose. And I was pointing the GoPro so that my large Jewish nose took up most of the... camera space and the field of vision.
Yeah.
And I thought it was going to become very, very big. I was ahead of my time with the GoPro. Now, of course, GoPro is a huge thing, but this was at the very beginning of the GoPro revolution. So
would you spend $12?
Yeah, I was ahead of my time, and I'm out $12.
Oh, my God. So, I got to tell you what I have. Hold on.
Schnozcam.com is available.
Wait, manager domains. Okay, what else is available that you have?
I think that's the only... Everything else I have is something that we might actually need here at WFMU.
Tell me some more.
Nothing that I can part with, so I'm not going to mention them.
Hmm. Well, I have a lot of... I have a lot of domain names that were alternate... names for my toy company.
Oh, really? Like what?
Like Swell Toys. Swell Toys.
You have swelltoys.com?
Yeah.
All right.
Is that worth anything?
Yeah.
And my little slogan would be works well, plays swell.
They don't have to use that, though. You're not selling, no. You're not selling that.
And then Bethy had an idea for a business, and I had an idea for a name for her business. And I grabbed the domain name mamasinthekitchen.com.
Okay.
What do you think of that?
That's not bad.
She had a good name for her. And then Sinklets is one of my toys, but I don't want to give that up.
Okay. Oh, so you can't sell that one.
Yeah. So give us a call if you have a domain name that you regret buying. Oh, here's a stupid...
Or even one that you're just not using.
I had a product that I thought I could sell for my toy company called Gift Jail.
Gift Jail?
Yeah, it was a great little idea for a toy.
Oh, yeah, I remember that idea.
It's
Yeah, it was a gift that
yeah,
was
It locked up your kid's birthday present until he won a little video game that was attached to the lock.
Right.
So he had to work to get to his present. His present was in Gift Jail.
I see.
I've since abandoned that. Mm-hmm. I've sobered up.
Yeah. But you own it, giftjail.com?
I own it, baby.
Wow. All right. Bandsfromboston.com.
Oh, that's a good... Wait, that's available? Who's offering that up?
this person emailing me from Hosting Corporation.
We're at 201-209-9368. Let's see if he'll take a rowboat for it. Would you rather have that than a rowboat?
No, I'd rather have the rowboat. And BostonVinyl.com.
Wait, let me ask you this. Is there a domain name out there that you would trade the robot for?
Yeah.
All right, let me ask you this. Do you still lust after WFMU.com?
I do.
And how much is the guy asking for it?
It's actually gone up, amazingly enough. I've stopped checking, but for a couple of years there, I think it was going for like $3,000. And the last time I checked, he was actually asking $10,000. But we've actually trademarked WFMU now, so we could get it through legal action.
You mean there's nothing anyone else could do with it?
Right. WFMU is a federal broadcast license, which we own, and now we've actually trademarked the letters WFMU. And we had to come to an agreement with somebody to get that.
Why? Who else had it?
You'll never guess.
Mr. Wiffmew? Donald Wiffmew and family?
Nope.
Baltimore, Maryland? The Wiffmews?
Whole Foods Market.
Whole Foods Market had WFMU?
Yeah, as an in-store radio station.
Oh, Whole Foods Market. M.
Yeah.
But where did they get the U from?
I don't know.
And did you have to negotiate? Did money have to change hands?
No, they were very nice, and they said, yeah, no problem. Because, you know, they were never planning on opening up a real radio station.
But what do they call their radio station now?
I don't know. I don't know that they're even using it. But they trademarked WFMU as the in-store music service for Whole Foods Market. And we had to come to an agreement with them.
So there's a guy out there. So you'd think his price would go down.
You would think.
Do you know who it is?
No.
Is there a way to find out who it is?
Well, yeah, I'm sure it's the name of a. It's a company. It's a domain squatter company.
But like after 5 years, don't they lower the price?
One would think. But I think the dot coms get more and more valuable as all these other 2-bit domains, you know.
Do you think he's hoping that the Wiffmew family will want it?
The Wiffmew family? Donald Wiffmew?
Yeah, in Baltimore. Have you ever met them?
I have never met them.
You think I'd be, if I was you, I'd be curious.
I didn't even know about them. Have you met them?
He spelled it W-F, capital W-F, capital M-U. It's an unusual name. Yeah, let's see you get that fly. A little distracted? You didn't get the fly.
Got it.
Oh, you did! Kenny! You swatted a fly.
There was a fly on the microphone, and yeah. I got it, and I'm holding it in my hands.
You are? Wait, is he stunned or dead?
I don't know. Let's see.
Well, that makes you the coolest guy ever. Oh man, you are robo worthy. Boy, you are a full service station manager.
It appears to be dead.
Yeah. Wow.
Nope. He's got things moving.
Wait, I've never been able to do that. You flicked it the way you would. You flicked it with one finger.
Yep, and got it.
What a slow moving stupid fly.
Wait a second ago, you were complimenting me.
But no one can do that.
Now you're insulting the fly.
Oh, I know what your method was. Very brilliant. You bored him. You bored him with your copyright WFMU story, your Whole Foods radio story, until he was in a stupor, and then you attacked.
He's alive. I'm holding him by a wing.
Yeah. Well.
What should I do with the fly?
I don't know. Isn't third grade fun?
Do you have...
Who do you hope you're going to have next year in fourth grade?
So nobody has any domain names that they've registered that they're not using. Is that what we are to understand?
I think, look, we hit the wall. We hit that rowboat.
Nobody has a sailboat that they want to trade for a rowboat. Nobody has a domain. Nobody wants to plead for this fly's life.
Oh, really?
Man. Oh, he's really come back to life now. Wow, yeah. He was really stunned.
He hates you.
Look at him go.
Well, you can't let him go because he'll come at us.
I know. Now he's angry. Now we have to kill him. It's like that scene in Breaking Bad.
Don't tell me. I haven't watched it.
No, it's like in the first or second season.
I haven't watched any of it. I'm going to just binge watch it.
No, remember, it was like the first guy they killed.
He had a fly?
No, but they like they had him.
Oh, and, the guy in the basement?
Yeah, the guy in the basement.
Yeah, the guy with the plate?
With the plate. They had to kill him.
Tell him a boiler story.
Oh, because of that scene in the basement?
No, just then he'll fall asleep.
Oh, tell the fly a boiler story. I see. I've got a rowboat. If anybody wants to trade it, I would trade it for a Vespa or a sailboat or a dirt bike.
You would trade your rowboat for a dirt bike?
I would. Always wanted a dirt bike. Would you trade it for anything?
Your rowboat?
Yeah. If there's something you want.
Some kind of lemon squeezing machine.
Snow blower?
Yeah, snow blower.
Do you have a snow blower?
No.
What do you do when it snows? You hire a kid.
I shovel my share.
No, you don't.
But a snow blower is perfect because I know where the...
gasoline is?
I know where the superintendent of schools live. So I can give my kids I can give the town a snow day anytime. Just pile the snow up around the superintendent's windows.
All right, I'm going to kill the fly.
Oh, my God. Hey, wait, let me get a video of it. Let me get a video of it.
Good idea.
Okay, how do I do that? Hold on. I do this.
Yeah, wait. Get slow-mo.
Hold on, video.
Oh, that's a great idea. I'm going to get slow-mo of it struggling. Look at it struggle.
Yeah. Ken is loving this. Isn't this how most serial killers begin?
Yeah, it is.
Okay, hold on. Let me see, Ken. I'm zooming in.
Yeah, get it against the white. So you can see it.
Okay, so you have a fly.
Yeah.
All right, now do what you have to do. Do your dirty business.
All right, here, I got to get...
Wait, I'm doing it. Now I'm shooting the fly.
All right, perfect.
All right, I'll let you do it. Are you going to squeeze it now?
No.
Well, what are you going to do?
That's disgusting. That's barbaric.
Well, how are you going to kill it?
I'm just going to stomp on it.
But how? But no, but when you put it down, you have to let go of it to put it down.
Good point. I have to be fast.
No. Wait. Oh, my God. Oh, I'm so glad I did not film that. Hey, how's that anger management working out for you? Going to class?
I
you kind of left that class, didn't you?
I was going to say I graduated, but
yeah.
That's not exactly
accurate. I think the fly knows you didn't finish.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, like you save flies' lives. You're one of those people who won't kill an ant. Or
I actually spent an hour last night in my basement looking for a cricket that I could hear but not see.
Oh, you'll never find a cricket. You should know better.
I should invite you over.
Yeah. You cannot find them. It's not possible.
But they're so loud.
I know. All right, we got 20 minutes to go.
Oh, it's over, my friend. Stupid. I have a rowboat. How is that guy that had a rowboat? Like a...
Mario?
Mario. Yeah. How is he like a seven-alarm fire?
I don't know how.
Both of them will end our show early.
Dale points out that aluminum is 73 cents a pound right now. And the rowboat is probably made of aluminum, despite what Mario said.
Oh, you mean you could sell it?
Yeah.
Melt it down. How is Mario like a big, big, big brick wall that I hit?
I don't know how.
Exactly. Exactly like a big brick wall. That's the answer.
But how?
It's he is a human big brick wall.
Oh, Catfish Rivers here has healthbenefitsofmasturbation.com, and he would be willing to trade it with you for... What do you have available?
I've got... I've got giftjail.com.
And what else have you got?
His health benefits. I don't know. I can't remember. No, maybe he wants to trade with you.
Swell toys.
Maybe he wants to trade with you.
Oh, for schnozcam.com?
Yeah.
Yeah, maybe.
Yeah. Health benefits of masturbation. God, I'd love to know what he was thinking.
Well, you would know.
You're just up late. All these things were bought at what time do you think all these bad domain names were bought? The answer, 4:15 a.m.
No.
Yeah.
No, I bought schnozcam.com in the middle of the day.
You were thinking straight?
Yeah. You should have seen my early schnozcam videos.
We're at 201-209-9368, schnozcam.com.
They went viral. That was the very early days of the internet, so going viral had a
Wait, do you mean you've been renewing this? You've been renewing this?
No, I paid up. I was so convinced.
You paid 20 years of it?
Yeah, I bought like 20 years worth.
Oh, Ken.
Yeah.
Oh, Ken.
Would you trade it for swelltoys.com?
No, I like swelltoys.com. Yeah.
Would you trade it for giftjail.com?
No, I'll trade anything for giftjail.com.
Because you have a big nose also, so you could probably make
Wait,
you,
what?
You could
Wait,
make,
I heard Wait, I'm sorry, what?
You could make use of schnozcam.com as well.
How do you know I have a big nose?
By looking at you.
Oh, I see. Oh, yeah. Hard to deny that. Okay. Yeah. I thought I was on the radio. And well, you, no one could see me.
No, you are on the radio.
Yeah, I understand. You're the exception. You can see me. I get it now.
Right.
I forgot.
I'm sitting next to
you. I understand, Ken. You can see me. I forget that sometimes. Hey, we're at 201-209-9368.
Open phones. It's open phones.
Thank you, Mario.
Just tell us what's on your mind. Oh, man.
Hey, any more Lemon songs? Maybe I was too hasty. Maybe I should hear some Lemonade songs.
There's tons of Lemon songs. Oh, man, so many of them.
Any of them involve a guy that needs it squeezed?
How about Blood Like Lemonade by Mortiba?
Sure.
You want to hear it?
Sure.
Ooh, it sounds like I Am the Walrus.
This is what it sounds like when you have a lemon this that nobody wants to squeeze.
Blood Like Lemonade by Mortiba, the title track of their album.
Do you know this group?
No.
Do you think they've ever had airplay in the United States before?
Yes.
You do?
I've heard of them.
Didn't they do Blood Like Lemonade?
That's what we're listening to.
Oh,
right
it is?
Now.
Oh, okay. Yeah. I hear they're great live. Get to the lemonade part, honey. We want to hear about the lemonade, honey. Will you be squeezing his lemon or not, sweetheart?
I don't think it's about squeezing lemons.
It's a different kind of lemonade.
Blood-like lemonade.
I got you. Okay, I understand. They went a different way. You're skipping ahead?
I'm just looking for the blood-like lemonade line.
Well, you want to get to the chorus.
Actually, she's talking about drinks now.
Yeah, a case of wine.
Oh, man. What's wrong with our listeners?
So if you were at this...
They just want to hear us flapping in the breeze.
If you were at this concert, a live concert, listening to this group, you'd be screaming, get to the lemonade part! Lemonade!
Jump to the chorus.
Skip to the lemonade.
I'd probably say jump to the chorus.
We paid good money to hear about the lemonade. That's why Led Zeppelin was so much more popular.
Oh, there it was. You missed it. He drank blood like lemonade.
Is it a vampire song?
Maybe.
There I think it is a vampire song.
Yeah.
He drank the blood like lemonade.
Yeah, it is a vampire song.
It could be a kind of a funny sketch, like in Transylvania, little 7-year-old kids having a blood stand, mm-hmm. selling blood on the corner.
That's $1 million idea.
That's about a $4 idea.
Yeah. Hey, you're writing comedy again, I understand.
No.
Are you still, they kicked you out of the writer's room?
Of what? I'm going once a week.
Yeah. Oh, a couple of days a week.
A couple of days a week.
Oh, good. Good, good.
I'm the old fart.
Yep. Cool.
I'm the old fart that used to be funny.
And when is this television show going to air? That you're airing?
I think it's on the air in January. It's on Adult Swim. It features this character, Triumph the Dog.
Yeah, we know Triumph the Dog. We had Triumph the Dog on the show.
That's right, yeah.
Yeah. So Triumph the Dog is getting his own show,
yeah.
And you're writing jokes for him.
Well, I'm in the room. I'm pretty much just saying, yeah, that's funny.
No.
I'm pretty much saying, if you don't write that down, you're going to forget it. That's kind of my job.
Really?
Yeah.
Because you've had a lot of success writing jokes for talking animals.
I don't think I ever have.
Yeah, I think you have.
I don't think I ever have.
You wrote Hot to Trot. You wrote the jokes for Hot to Trot.
Okay. What am I going to do with you? Hey, can I use the last 13 minutes of the show?
To do
not
what?
To promote Rig Trivia, the greatest app ever on the whole internet. No.
To do what?
To talk about this problem I'm having at home.
Okay.
So I buy, I guess not the most expensive microwave of it. Okay? I'll cop to that.
Yeah.
Not the top of the line, but it's a brand name, right?
Are there problems with it?
Okay, it rattles a little bit. It rattles when it's on.
What's rattling?
It just rattles. It just kind of shakes a little.
That's not a good sign.
Yeah. Anyway, Bethy.
I mean, you don't want a microwave oven that rattles.
Okay, I understand. Bethy says, you don't want a microwave oven that rattles. Bethy says, that's not a good sign.
I'm with Beth.
Bethy says, I'm sure Ken would agree with me. I'm quoting my wife. Okay, so Bethy says, I think it might be leaking radiation.
I agree with her.
I say it's not leaking radiation. The rattle has nothing to do with the radiation.
No,
the door is solid. The door closes. It's sealed.
The microwaves probably go right through the door.
Bethy says, I'm going to test it. Bethy goes online and buys a $7 radiation Geiger counter thing.
Well, it's a lot better than buying a $2 version.
It's over three times better. That's right, Ken. Good point. Okay, so Bethy buys this cheap thing. You can't get it cheaper, right? What the heck could it be? What could it measure for $7?
Leaking radiation, microwaves.
$7?
Yeah.
I thought Geiger counters were like thousands of dollars.
No, well, that's a different kind of radiation.
Yeah, although I'm talking about a working, grown-up radiation.
No, a Geiger counter is going to detect, you know, like uranium radiation. And this is just measuring.
So I get the call today. Oh, my God. This is Bethy says, oh, my God, it's off the charts. She got the $7 tester.
Oh, my God, that's awful.
Oh, shut up. You know it's not awful.
It is awful.
Oh, shut up.
And you have children at
home. Oh, shut up. Look, my children, it's true. Okay, they have six fingers on each hand. But they use that to their advantage. They can do math problems better than anyone else in the class.
How so?
Well, they don't. They can do higher. They can count higher on their fingers.
Well, that's something. That's not bad.
That's not bad.
You know what I think is rattling in the microwave?
Yeah.
I think the isotopic amplifier is what's rattling.
Hey, I should point out, in case Bethy's listening, that Ken is making everything up.
I'm not making everything up.
Ken is trying to make my homecoming tonight more awkward than it's going to be.
I had a microwave oven.
Well, basically, here's what my wife said today, between the lines.
Okay.
If our kids get cancer, it's your fault.
Well, it will be your fault.
Oh, shut up.
They probably spent a lot of time in that kitchen. I had a microwave oven with a loose isotopic amplifier.
You don't know. There's no such animal.
And one
isotopic
time.
Isotopic animal.
You know what used to happen? You know what used to happen? When we would run the microwave oven, sparks would fly off metal objects in the kitchen. That's how much microwave radiation was leaking out of that microwave. So we got rid of it, and we got a working microwave oven.
You are never been more diabolical. You know. Look,
that
isn't
is a
the
true
weak link.
No, story.
The weak link in my little story is the $7 Geiger counter.
That costs more than three times as much as most microwave detectors cost.
That is not true. You go on Amazon, it is the runt of the Amazon list of microwave detectors. What could it have in it?
What brand is it?
It's like a 99-cent store Geiger counter. I don't know.
It's not a Geiger counter.
But here's my question. I need people in the know. I need listeners to call and reassure my wife that the microwave oven is not leaking radiation, that this reading from the $7 radiation
is 100% accurate.
Is not accurate at all.
There's probably
a $7 radiation reader.
Well, there's probably reports out there. I'm sure that Consumer Reports has probably rated microwave radiation detectors. And it's probably also rated microwave ovens.
That's the word I was looking for. I don't read Consumer Reports. I'm afraid what it's going to say.
Yeah.
It almost always tells me I should spend more money.
So when you put in the microwave oven and you noticed it was rattling, what were you thinking? Like, oh, no big deal.
I was thinking, I can live with that rattle. I saved $22 on that oven.
Wow.
I traded a T-shirt for it.
And this with children at home, with young children at home. You know, it wouldn't be a big deal.
I need someone to call. Ken, you're making me so mad.
It wouldn't
Ken,
be.
Ken, help me.
If they were older.
No, Ken, you know this little cheap little detector detects nothing.
Except for microwave radiation.
I bet if I went home and if I went home and broke wind, it would be in the red.
I don't think so.
I need someone out there. I need an expert out there.
No.
To just reassure my wife.
Admittedly.
I can't go home.
Microwaves are not strontium 90. Microwaves are not plutonium or uranium.
Hold on. I got to write this down. I need this tonight.
They're just microwaves.
Okay. Microwaves are not plutonium. I'm going to lead with that.
Yeah.
Honey, it's not plutonium.
Okay.
All right. Hey, caller. Thanks for calling.
Hi, Tyler. You're on the air.
Hey, Ken. I just want you to know I really disapprove of the hostage taking of the fly previously in the show.
He's gone. He's dead.
Yeah.
I actually didn't take him hostage.
Well, I just think that...
I just killed him.
You guys should give a few words.
I think we should.
All right. A few words for the fly.
I think, yeah, a few words for the fly. I admired his spunk.
Everyone could use the karma.
He never said die. That fly was in there fighting. The only mistake he made was he tuned in and listened to Ken.
Really?
The fly got lulled into a stupor.
That fly had cojones.
Yeah.
I will say that. He landed right on my nose, my face. He was right in front of me. Right on the microphone.
Thanks for calling.
They don't come any braver than that.
Yeah. Yeah. I've never seen Ken happier than the moment he squashed that fly.
Okay, Andy. It just so happens that we have a physicist who knows a lot about microwaves.
Loving it.
Who's calling in now? Michael from Boston, you're on the air.
Yeah, hey, Michael.
Hi, Andy, I've got good news. Bad news for you. The isotopic amplifier isn't anything you'd find in a microwave. Bad news is that it is radiation, just as light is radiation.
Right.
But when people talk about radiation, they usually mean like gamma rays, alpha rays from nuclear things. But it is technically radiation, and making a microwave antenna is not a microwave. A leakage meter isn't really hard because it's basically just a really simple antenna.
Right.
And
you could do it for $2, right?
It looks for an induced voltage in itself.
Exactly.
The same thing that would make the sparks fly in that other microwave I think Ken was talking about.
That's right,
about.
The one with the Hinky isotopic amplifier.
So in other words, these microwave detectors are not to be trusted. And
there's zero trusted because it's not really hard to make.
It's not an expensive item. Michael is saying that $7 is a perfectly reasonable price to pay for a functional microwave detector.
In other words, Michael, if I could just summarize this call because we don't have a lot of time, there is zero danger from this microwave, and the readout.
You can't summarize this call because what? You're either being willfully ignorant
or you really
don't know.
Microwaves are dangerous, and isn't it true that the longer you're exposed to microwaves, the greater the danger? So a child who is being exposed to microwaves day after day, week after week, year after year would be in far greater danger than an adult who might just once in a while come into contact.
I'll be absolutely serious for 20 seconds.
I'm being serious.
If you've got an adult with a pacemaker, don't let them near it if there's any question, because it can stop pacemakers.
Right.
A child, what microwaves do when they hit regular flesh
mm-hmm.
is that they heat it up.
Yeah.
If it's not that bad a leak, it doesn't heat up that much. If you did it for 30 years heating up exactly the same spot, you might get a bit of skin cancer there.
Right. Skin
it's
cancer.
It's not going to make them have three heads, but
blood
it's not
boiling.
Very good for them either.
Right. It's not good for the skin.
So to summarize, if I can summarize,
yeah,
if I may,
but you can't.
Beth completely overreacted, and I did nothing wrong. Is what I believe.
That's not
this
what
gentleman,
I'm. No, that's not what Michael.
That's
is
what
saying.
I've been hearing.
That is not what
As
Michael
before,
is saying at all.
If you could summarize, but you can't.
Huh.
Exactly. Thank you, Michael from Boston.
Huh. Interesting.
Finally, an educated person calling the show.
Yeah, what was he doing listening to the show?
I think it was the wrong number.
I don't like to know there are smart people listening. They're harder to bamboozle.
Hey, Bob, you're on the air.
Hey, Bob.
Hey, guys. All right, listen, I'm a microwave
yeah.
engineer, worked for Siemens Electric.
Yeah.
here's what you need. Forget the antenna. Forget what he just told you.
Yeah.
All you need is a small animal, like, you know, maybe a hamster.
Right.
We have a hamster.
In a cage right in front of the microwave.
Yes.
Cook a baked potato and see what happens.
Yeah.
That's what you can do. If the hamster's still running around on the wheel, you're good to go.
Do your kids like the hamster?
My kids love the hamster. It's a new hamster. It's a birthday gift hamster.
What's the name of the hamster?
Hamsters are cheap. They're cheaper than probably a good microwave detector.
Well, it's a little too late. God, you're 2 days too late with this advice, and I'll tell you why.
Why? What happened?
This is Wednesday. On Monday evening, I fell in love with the hamster.
Listen, hamsters.
You would expose your children to the microwave, but not the hamster. Is that what you're saying?
This is becoming more difficult.
I don't know how Beth does it, Andy.
I don't know either. Thank you, Bob.
I don't know how Beth does it, Andy. And that could be the end of every single show we've ever done. I don't know how your wife does it. Okay, so to summarize, Beth completely overreacted.
No.
She did not enough research at all.
She didn't overreact at all.
And that readout was not to be trusted.
I think she's perfectly in line. You should get rid of anything that's leaking radiation into your house.
I would believe, you know, I don't believe you. I would believe a physicist if a physicist would call.
Well, that Michael is a physicist. Michael from Boston.
I don't remember talking to him.
We talked to him two calls ago.
I absolutely don't remember that.
That was Michael from Boston.
I challenge. Hey, listen. Do you hear that noise?
I do.
Isn't that the most beautiful noise you ever heard?
Tonight it is. Yeah. Hey, don't forget, we are doing a live show October 10th, Friday, October 10th, from Monty Hall on the ground floor of WFMU.
If you have anything even approaching talent, we'd love to. Hey, here comes one of our judges. It's Andrea.
Yeah, it's Andrea with YOY coming right up.
So wait, here's our judges. Andrea, it's an all-star list.
Oh, there's like 32 judges.
Veronica,
Pat Byrne, Frangry, Michelle. Tons of people.
And one of those judges could be the lucky judge going home with a big lion's share of the money.
No, but one of the performers is going to
Yeah, performers get a few bucks.
No, the performers are going home with like...
No. My way makes almost everyone uncomfortable, which is our goal.
All right, well, regardless,
I have to go home to this microwave situation, you can give me this.
Just shell out for a working microwave and stop irradiating
your family. Oh, Mr. New Rowboat. It's so easy for you to throw money around.
I didn't pay a penny.
I should have traded. Wait, I'll trade you this microwave for the rowboat.
No way. I didn't pay a penny for the rowboat, and the rowboat's not leaking radiation. This is WFMU East Orange, WMFU Mount Hope, online at WFMU.org, and in Rockland County at 91.9 FM. Stay tuned for YOY.
On the show, Dating After Divorce.
I always wondered, too, what it would be like to date in the digital era. In online dating, I always thought I'd be very good at it.
Oh, he's good at it.
Started talking about sex, and she said, did your wife give you oral sex? And I said, not particularly. And she said, would you like me to give you oral sex? And I said, sure.
Really good at it.
And she said, how about here? And I said, well, where? She says, well, how about the bathroom? So that did occur in the bathroom.
Turns out, dating when you're 40-ish isn't just about crying over alimony and worrying about the kids. It's sexy.
It's a very interesting combination to find women who are very open with their sexuality, very comfortable with their sexuality, but also being incredibly nurturing.
I'm Andrea Salenzi. Stay with us for a brand new episode of YOY.
My heart is beating.
You're listening to YOY. I'm Andrea Salenzi. Joining me now is an anonymous friend of mine, which is pretty awesome that he's willing to do this, who just started dating in a way that I find really foreign and can't wait to learn more about. Welcome to the show. Should we make up a name for you? I don't know.
Ted.
Okay. Welcome to the show, Ted.
Thank you, Andrea. Thank you for having me here. Everything I'm about to say is true.
Why are we we're just a voice disguising you because you're a person who has a life and we just don't want people to know who you are.
I have a life and I'm still in a complicated situation with my soon-to-be ex-wife, still living in the same apartment as her, and not that she listens to radio, but we have mutual friends who might be listening. So it is a decidedly ticklish, picklish situation.
You're my first friend to go through a divorce, and I feel really weird about it, and I don't know how to be a friend through it.
Well, it's not, you know, a lot of people, I told someone today at breakfast, a friend of mine, and he said he thought I was punking him. He thought, and he kept saying, this is unreal. And it's a strange thing, because when I do tell friends, there is a sense of them not believing me and them not quite grasping it. But imagine, really, my reaction when I was told. And I was told that my wife told me she was seeing someone else and that she wanted to end it. So I was walking around like I was punched in the gut for weeks. I was in a state of shock.
There was nothing that was leading up to this? There's no indication that things weren't going well?
No worse than any other. No, I had no idea it would reach this point. And when I was told, it was, you know, it was like my past was severed and now here comes your new future. And it took weeks for it to sink in.
I can't imagine making like a marriage commitment where you can only be with that one person. Like, I can't even, when I try to think about it, it seems really hard for me to grasp.
That's the thing, too. Like, I would keep thinking, like every guy does, and maybe every woman does, I can't speak for women, is that the thought of sleeping with the same person for the rest of your life is in one way sort of comfortable and in another way kind of horrifying. And I would always talk to friends about this who are married. It's like, we could sleep with someone else, but it's not the right thing to do, obviously, and we have a good situation going. So the fact that that this opportunity now exists, which I never thought it would, I thought I would remain married forever, it's a very surreal, bizarre, and kind of exciting, but also kind of a frightening experience.
Did you and your wife ever consider any kind of arrangement where this would have been okay? Like, did that ever come up or cross your mind?
But it wasn't a sexual thing that ended the marriage. It was a emotional connection rather than a sexual connection. But she was saying that was from her standpoint. But yeah, there was definitely sexual issues, but it was, that might have been more from my standpoint. I don't think she made this decision to sleep with more men. I think it was a more of an emotional connection rather than physical.
Yeah. You jumped into dating so quick after it ended.
I jumped into it very quickly. But, I mean, my feeling was that I always wondered, too, what it would be like to date in the digital era, in online dating. I always thought I'd be very good at it because I'm good with words, written words, and I thought I could be more powerful and more effective that way. So that was something I was eager to try, but it was also a sense of I don't want to go home every night and just feel sorry for myself and read my magazines and go to sleep on the couch. I'd rather be out there sort of living life. And one of the things that I did notice joining these websites, one in particular, is that if you, as a 40-something-year-old, which I am, wear a shirt and a profile and you can string sentences together, women are very impressed. 40-something women or 30-something, it's 30-something women. And it doesn't, it's not like I'm 20-something again where I'm too shy to talk to women at a bar. The fact now that I have a career and I'm disease-free and I wear a shirt and profile photos seems to be enough to at least get me face-to-face with women and for a date. Now, you're looking at me like that's crazy. Why is that a crazy thing to say?
No, it just is so unfair.
Why is that unfair?
That, like, all a guy has to do is wear a shirt and make sentences. And, like, for some of these women, they might be dealing with, like, because you're dating a certain age group now, which is women who are facing possibly the end of their fertility. And, like, you are a really good match as a person. Like, you have so much to offer. And they are dealing with a pool of mostly, like, most of the men their age are now married or disqualified from dating. So, like, you are one of, like, a very small percentage of eligible bachelors, and I just feel like you have an incredible advantage right now.
No, I think you're right. And I didn't mean to say, listen, the fact that I posed in a button-up shirt is going to drive the women crazy. What I'm saying is, and a lot of these women have sent me photos after I've become friends with them. I've become friends with quite a few if it didn't work out romantically. They'll send me photos of what the men are sending them, and it's not to be believed. I mean, one woman sent me a photo today of a guy in his underpants in front of a mirror, and he had what looked to be a kielbasa in his pants. And it's like, you know, who would do that, and why would they think a woman would be impressed by that? And the fact that I'm just standing on a mountain in my profile photo, you know, looking somewhat normal, and, you know, someone they can actually go out with and not be scared to go out with, I think is a gigantic advantage. But that's not quite true about there not being, I mean, the field is smaller, but I don't think it's smaller than any other age. I think a lot of guys and a lot of women are divorcing at this age. And I think there's a lot of people out there who are looking to meet someone who they would be happy with and someone they wish they had gotten together with in their 20s. And I think that's changed too. I think a lot of people, including myself, would have dated someone